My name's Alan Grant and I'm the Senior Animal Care Assistant at the Scottish SPCA in Glasgow.
Great day for Kai, isn't it?
Amazing day. I've never seen anything like this in my life. This media response over one dog is phenomenal.
Now, you know, you're talking about the media response, but Kai's story has just captured the imagination of people all over the world, hasn't it?
As I've said to a few people, I've been doing this job a long time and he's touched me. There's just something a wee bit different about him. Just his personality, his nature, how good he is just sitting there. And there is just something quite unique about him.
You have quite a good relationship with him, don't you, though? Are you going to miss him?
I am going to miss him. I have worked with him quite intensely, doing different bits and pieces with him. I'll be happy to see him go, but sad at the same time. I mean, this is what the whole point of our job is, to see him going to his new home, so you've got to keep that in mind. This is what we want to happen, but it is still sad seeing any of the dogs leave.
What made Ian stand out from the hundreds and hundreds of people who were interested in taking on Kai?
Ian was one of the very, very first people we spoke to, and we kept his questionnaire along with everybody else's, and when we went through them, Ian still ticked all the boxes. In fact, he's no children, he's on his own, so it's just him and Kai, so he'll have all the time to devote to Kai. He has the finances should Kai need another operation. He can also take Kai to work with him should the weather permit, or leave him at home. He does a lot of hill walking, so everything about his environment and situation ticked all the boxes for Kai. It's a new start. The suitcase is gone, we'll hang on to that, and basically Ian's going to get new lead, new collar, everything new for him. There's a new start, so new home, everything will be brand new. Won't want him having any negative thoughts about anything of that old stuff that obviously came from the old house.
And how's he getting on? Because obviously, you know, he's had his surgery. Is that something that's going to be ongoing?
He may need further surgery later on. We don't expect so, we're not predicting it. But Ian's been made aware, should he need it, that he would be happy to have it done. But we don't expect so. His eyes are looking amazing, they've healed really, really well, and the surgery was a great success.
I mean, he's just so lively, isn't he, and so friendly.
He's such a people-orientated dog, Kai. And he's so obedient and easily trained. That's what makes it even more strange that somebody would have given him up in the way that they did.
So do you reckon that Kai and Ian are going to be best pals?
Yeah. He's very food-driven, that's the thing. Kai loves his food, and as long as Ian's got plenty of food, he'll be a happy dog.